Aloha and welcome to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher. Thanks for tuning in. Got an interesting podcast for you today. We're going to talk about booking multi-island Hawaii vacations as we get through the show. This podcast is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii Aloha Travel. We're in Hawaii. We're Hawaii's experts. And you can catch us on the web at hawaii-aloha.com. You can also just pick up the phone. Do people still do that anymore? Well, you can do it. And we're here, actually. And I'll take your call probably many times. So just give us a call at 1-800-843-8771. And we'll be happy to help you plan a Hawaii vacation. You know, it's surprising that in this day and age, I still have a job. It's true, right? Travel agents have been on the death watch for, I don't know, for decades now. I mean, it's like they've just thought the internet was just going to destroy us, right? But no, here we are, and we're still alive and well. I know lots of travel agents. I almost don't even call myself a travel agent because I think it's a bad word sometimes, but, you know, because it sounds so antiquated. A travel agent? What is that? Well, if you're coming to Hawaii, you especially need us. I'm here to make that argument. And I especially think you need us if you're going to be booking a complicated itinerary or a multi-island itinerary. I can't tell you how many calls I get every few days about multi-island vacations, and people have this vision about coming to the islands and doing island hopping, and they only give themselves maybe a week, and they want to go to three islands. Impossible, folks. Impossible to do that. Don't even try to do it. And especially, I mean, you know, I could see how it could be, you know, how you could do like a 4 or 5 night itinerary if you're coming from the West Coast. But still, that's kind of tight. But I've actually had people, you know, I have people all the time asking me, you know, to put together a multi-island trip. And when we start to talking about it, they start to talk about, I was just working with this woman who, brother and sister, they're coming from, well, they're coming from two different destinations. The brother and this sister wants to come. And they started off with this very ambitious 8-day itinerary where they were going to go to three different islands. And as we start to go, talking about it, you know, I explain that, you know, each hop and each trip is like a travel day. And if you're coming – and plus they want 5-star hotels. And you know what? I mean, if you're going to do this itinerary and you're going to do stuff in Hawaii – and you're only going to be here 2 days and you're spending, you know, $600 on a hotel room. Well, guess what? You're wasting a lot of money. So that's why, you know, it's very, very important to really talk to somebody who knows what they're doing and can zoom right in on it. There's so if you're stumbling across my podcast, you've already probably have been scouring the internet. Because you're really getting in deep if you got me here. So I'm here to tell you to stop. Stop now. Now's the time to stop all the research and just get us involved. Because we are here in Hawaii, and that's all we do. And these complicated itineraries can get really complicated, especially if you've got people from many different locations wanting to come together and then fly together. And I have to give you some advice. If you're going to be doing this and you're trying to do it yourself, good luck. You know, it's really not easy to do. And it's especially difficult when you're trying to match up air flights and times to coincide with each other. So if people are coming in from different places and going to one island, you want everybody to meet and kind of get on the same planes. And trust me, this is making us do a lot of work. And I tell you, we work for our money when we get these complicated itineraries. But let's just talk about it. You know, we've got 4 major islands. There's actually 6 islands. So, you know, there's Oahu, Maui, Kauai, the Big Island, Molokai, and Lanai. And you have to figure out, like, which islands you're going to go to. And there's a lot of resources on our blog, hawaii-aloha.com/blog. We have hundreds and hundreds of blog posts that kind of give you a little bit of an education on what's at each island. Because that's the first thing that we're going to do when we start to discuss traveling to multi-islands. Very often, people actually confuse the islands. Like, some people say, I want to go to the main island, and they think the main island is the Big Island, which is not really the main island. We don't even have something called the main island. A lot of people confuse Oahu with being the main island, because it's the most populated island. We actually have 1 million people here on this island. That's where I live, and that's where we know a lot about. I probably know more about Oahu than any other island because I live here. But the point is that you got to make sure that you really understand what each island has to offer you, and also how much time you're going to spend on each island. So, generally, my rule of thumb is 4 nights per island. So if you have 8 nights, you could do 2 islands. If you have 12 nights, you can do 3 islands and so forth. There are exceptions to this, and there are ways that you might want to pare down maybe one of the islands. One of the common misconceptions is really, I'll go back to the Big Island, because people generally don't understand that the Big Island is really big, and so you've got 2 main places there, Hilo and Kona. And very often people say, I want to spend a couple of days on the Big Island. Well, you know what? If you only got a couple of days, you first have to decide which side of the island you want to stay on and what you want to do there. So important to remember that. So remember, if you're going to be booking a multi-island vacation, please, the first thing you should do, if you want to really cut down on all of the research and the time spent trying to figure all this out, is just get in touch with us. And yeah, it's kind of a commercial that I'm doing here, but it's not really a commercial, because we really care about what we do. I'm extremely passionate with my clients. I'll spend as much time as is necessary to get everything ferreted out. You know, let's find out everything, and let's go to your child. What are your options? Your other options is to just be sitting on your computer for hours on end, and mostly going to review sites, things like TripAdvisor, which are okay, you know, but that takes a lot of effort. And then, you know, you're really just getting consumer opinions. You're not getting professional opinions. I mean, kind of like, you know, would you go to an amateur doctor who isn't really a doctor to get opinions about how to do surgery? I know that might be an extreme analogy, but it's the same kind of idea. You know, this is all we do. This is all we're focused in on. And we're very, you know, and so when you're thinking about doing these multi-island trips, you want to start with first your dates, which islands you want to go to, and you decide that by kind of getting feel for each of the islands. I really, you know, don't have enough time here to just get into real granular detail of each of the islands, but I can tell you that probably the easiest way to try to understand the islands is to kind of look at the features of each island. So on Oahu, for instance, where I am, it's very metropolitan. It's great nightlife. There's a lot of diversity here in the topography. So it's a good first island to go off on. And also, we've got things here on Oahu that are very popular, like Pearl Harbor. People really want to see Pearl Harbor. So one option is to include Oahu as a maybe starting island, maybe do 3 or 4 nights here, and then hop off to another island. If you wanted to pick 2 islands that were completely different, I would say it would be Oahu and the Big Island, or do Oahu or do Maui and the Big Island. You can do any one. You can do Oahu and the Big Island, Maui and the Big Island, and Kauai and the Big Island, and you're going to get a real strong, diverse type of a trip, because the Big Island is, I think, the most different of all of the other islands. So if you combine that with any one of the other islands, you're going to be in pretty good shape if you're going to do an eight-day trip and you want to just, you know, narrow it down real quick. I don't think you can go very wrong doing that. I like to kind of hear people out, like for honeymooners. A lot of times people who are doing a honeymoon are really looking for something budget. So when they start to do their searches, they're focused in on Oahu, 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 and they end up in Waikiki, and, you know, they think of Hawaii, you think of Hawaii, and you get here, and you're on your honeymoon, and you're in Waikiki, and it's really not what you thought it would be. It's a lot busier, there's a lot of people, and here you are trying to have this romantic time, and yet you're not really, it doesn't feel that way. It doesn't feel that way. So when you're on a budget, a lot of times the focus starts to be Oahu. But I'm here to tell you that you can actually do Kauai as an alternative. Now, I don't know why I got off on that a little bit, because I'm getting that a lot. But if you're on a budget, if you're in a budget, you can, you're going to need to pick one island. So it's probably not a good idea to do a multi-island. But if we're going to focus on doing a budget multi-island trip, let's say 2 islands, 8 days, I would do Oahu, you know, and then do Kauai. I'm finding some great deals on Kauai. Excellent deals on Kauai. And it's the Garden Isle. It's so beautiful. It's so lush. It has some of the most magnificent waterfalls in the world are there. So I would highly recommend, if you're on a budget and you do have the 8 days and you do want to do 2 islands, you're going to find that Oahu-Kauai combination is a pretty good way to do it. So I would recommend that. So if you had 3 islands, if I had to pick 3 islands, and I had 12 days, it just depends on, again, it really depends on what your needs are, what you like to do. So let's say you just want to veg out and you want to go to Hawaii, and you know that you got some time and you'd like to see a couple of different things. I would do a Maui Kauai trip. Super relaxing and a great contrast of beauty. Because when you go to the Big Island, if you put the Big Island into any of these combinations, you're talking about a lot of driving that you're going to have to do, and not as much relaxing. So if you're looking for something relaxing, mellow, you know what? Just go to one island for 7 days, maybe. Or if you really wanted to do a little bit of a contrast, do Kauai and Maui. And again, a lot of factors come into play when you are deciding which islands to go, because, you know, what I would recommend for a senior or older folks versus what I'm going to recommend for a honeymoon couple are completely different. So that's where you really need to, you know, work on this and think about it and start to understand the islands. And give us a call, because the best deals I can pull off for folks are people that really are listening to this podcast and doing their homework, doing their research, talking to friends. That's another great way to do it. Talk to your friends and people that bring these things to me. If you bring some really good feedback to me, I can just improve on what you have. And remember, price is always important. I just booked a trip for some folks who have used this many times. They just booked a trip to Kauai, and he came to me and he said, "Bruce, you know, I've used you for 3 or 4 years, and you know, every time you've been able to beat Expedia, you've been able to beat the other sites, and I really just wanted to check with you again." And we went through a couple of scenarios and itineraries. He was going to do a 2-island thing, and then we narrowed it down, and he ended up doing a Kauai trip. And he goes, "Bruce, I'm sorry. I saw an Expedia that it's cheaper." And so right away I said, "Hey, no problem. Send me that." And well, he just did it automatically. He automatically sent it, you know. And then I started to dissect it and look at what they were doing. And there were some, you see, Expedia and some of these online travel sites, they're pretty homogeneous and they're pretty sophisticated as well, because they're working with very high tech algorithms that are connected to a lot of the hotels' live inventory. And sometimes, and I'm not going to say every time, sometimes there's going to be a rate in there that we just don't see. And if I see it and can get it back, I can almost always beat it. And make a long story short, I ended up beating Expedia by $300. And because I know people here, I was able to get them some other stuff. Let's just put it that way, you know. And I always do that. I have a whole group, a family, and this was another one of these complicated itineraries where if you're going to be going with 4 of your friends, so there's like 6 people and like 3 different couples, and there's one leader. If you're one of those kind of people and you're listening right now and you're the designated leader and everything is coming down on you to plan it, this is another thing that we do really well. We had this kind of situation with some folks from, they live in Lafayette, I believe, down south, and they were calling me and going back and forth, and they finally got together, got all their heads together, and decided to book, and they were going to do a multi-island trip, and they just ended up doing a multi-island trip. But I guess my point about that, it was that by them bringing me all the information about the three couples, I was able to make a much better recommendation, because it turned out that they were all at just becoming empty nesters. They didn't want to be around kids. They wanted some recommendations about kids, so we were able to do that. I had another booking that I just did the other day for a daughter and a father who is 91 years old, and he has a lot of special needs. Again, you know, I could go on and on about how important it is to bring information to us and how complicated these multi-island itineraries can be. But the bottom line here is that if you get enough information and you really learn about the islands, you will be able to have, you know, that vacation of a lifetime. Well, I've been going on and on here about this. So definitely give us a call. Get in touch, and we can help you with these complicated itineraries, and we can help you with these multi-island vacations. They're kind of, they can be a little tricky to book online. All right, that's going to do it. That's going to wrap it up. I want to thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to check out our website, hawaii-aloha.com. Also, our sister site, which is jeeptourshawaii.com. If you've already booked your vacation, you still need to do something really, really special, I can make that happen with our tour company, Hawaii Jeep Tours. We take you out in these custom cool Jeeps, and they're air conditioned if you want to keep the top up or top down. Very comfortable. No matter what your demographic is, we can make something happen for you. A lot of fun. JeepToursHawaii.com. All right. That's going to do it. Good luck with your multi-island vacation. That's going to do it. That's going to wrap it up for my beautiful wife, Yaling, and everybody here at Hawaii Aloha Travel. I'll say aloha and mahalo.